got to gird our loins about the truth. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We got to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. We got to take the shield of faith so that we can fire off or expel all of the fiery darts of the devil. We got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praise God. We got to do all of those things. There were seven things that he told us, but look how he ended it. I'm talking about a disciplined prayer life. Put Ephesians 6, verse 8 up to 8. Look what he says. He says, praying always. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise God. Paul even told the church at Thessalonica, praise God, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, everybody should know that. He said that we ought to pray without ceasing. Prayer is a major part of our life, praise God. And if we are going to be disciplined believers, amen, we got to spend some time talking to the Master. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Hear the little fire will turn, and we'll know the little fire will burn. And just a little talk with Jesus.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT Lake Charles, 100.1.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
I remember when mom and daddy used to take me to church. St. Matthew's Baptist Church, sitting out in the woods, we used to call it the gully. And when we pull up on the church ground, you could hear the music playing like this. Church, we would hear the pastor saying something like this here. Listen. There's a morning train.
There's a morning train.
And it's on its way.
And it's on its way.
Well, you don't need no ticket.
Don't need no ticket.
Just get out and pray. And grandmama began to say something like this. When the Holy Ghost started to move, she said, I'm going.
Things will get better. to the Lord. What do you say, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that you need to keep a praying spirit. But things will get better when you pray. Things will get better when you pray. The Bible said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, I know that it's going to be formed, but the devil won't be able to use it against you. What God will do, God will cause that enemy that set that trap for you, the trap will end up being just the day. Why? Because it cannot prosper.
Merciful hand. desires of your heart. In Jesus' name.
Every 10 years, the federal government conducts a population count of everyone in the U.S. Data from these counts help to inform the parameters of how the government will distribute more than $675 billion to communities annually. This includes you and everyone in your community. This affects funding for schools and other educational institutions, transportation, housing, healthcare, and employment. You can complete your 2020 census online, over the phone, or by mail. Visit www.census2020.gov.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in 20.